Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
61491.
Okay, 61491, and thank you for that information. And one moment, please.
Uh-huh.
All right. Sorry about that. Let me put that in again. May I also have your name, please?
Terry Colgan, C-O-L-G-A-N.
Okay, thank you for that information. In one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I am accessing information. All right, Ms. Colgan, for security purposes, please verify your address.
724 South 7th Street, Wyoming, Illinois, 61491.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. See, I've gotten an account located that is showing your first and last name and showing your address. You're calling us about a canceled account for the Bites Hub meal app. How can I assist?
On March 14th was when I called, when our bank notified us about these charges that were on our account. And it was supposed to have been canceled. And we were supposed to get three refunds. We received two refunds. And then we also had another charge on 3/9 was when it came through our bank for $59.89. So now we need two more refunds.
Okay, what are the dates that you're needing the refunds for?
For 3/9/22, because it was supposed to be canceled. That charge was $59.89, and then one for on 2/7 for $49.89.
Okay, so you're trying to get a refund for 3/9 and for 2/9.
Yes.
Did I get those dates correct? All right. In our system, they show as billed on 3/8 and 2/8. So let me take a look here.
Well, the bank statement says 2/7, and the next bank statement does say 3/9.
Okay.
And the one in February was for $49.89. The
right.
One in March was $59.89.
Right.
And that one would have been, I don't know. But I know I called. They were supposed to have canceled it. They were supposed to give us all refunds because I know she said that she would only give one. She connected me to the supervisor. They okayed all three. We got two.
Okay.
And then we have a new charge, and so I need a refund for that.
Okay, what date is the new charge?
3/9.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Never mind. I already had that one written down because when the bank called me, it had come through, but it wasn't on the statement that I had. So there is just one more charge that we need refunded for the $49.89.
Okay. It shows here is February 6th.
The bank statement says 7, so you probably sent it out by the time they got it processed. It went through our account on the 7th.
Okay. All right. Probably has to do with time zone. The billing it shows was February 6th at 12:14 a.m. So it, let's see. Let's see. All right, so it does show spoke to two people February, March 14th. So let me go back out because it shows that the February 7th or February the 6th charge, it shows that that was refunded. So let me...
Okay, well, all I'm... Then maybe it's the... Because on 316, we had a refund, one for $49.89, one for $59.89. So there's still another refund that we should be getting because there was three charges.
Yes, ma'am. It shows that there were three refunds. Now the, let's see.
I got the newest bank statement just the other day, and there's no another refund on there. There's the two on 316 and no other one.
Okay, what I will, what I'll do is provide you with the transaction IDs for all the, for the refunds that it shows, because all three were processed on 314. Up that page, put them in order here. All right, that says 3-8. That. All right, that says 3-8. That one says. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get these in a row here. So that's 3-8. Is 2. Okay, it shows us 2-6, and that shows us 1-7. We need to have all of those pulled up at once. Okay, so what I will do, because they do show, I had to get all the pages pulled up. They were all refunded the same day. And
well, I'll call the bank because the bank statement only has 2.
Okay. They normally it takes 3 to 5 business days. I can go ahead and provide you with the transaction IDs. If there is an issue, then you can have the bank to call us directly, and we
okay.
can speak with them directly regarding it. But until then, I'll go ahead and provide you with the transaction IDs that the system provided when it processed the refunds.
Okay.
Okay, for January the 7th, it does show a full refund for $49.89. That was processed with a number of 687-951-674.
687-951-674.
Let me get that pulled up. That's not what that is. Let's see. It is 687.
Uh-huh.
945-1674. I think I looked at
the digit. 945-1674.
Yes, ma'am. 687-945-1674 for the full refund of $49.89. That was processed
okay.
on March 14th, and that was for the credit for January the 7th.
Okay.
All right. That refund for February the 6th, also processed on March 14th for $49.89. Has a transaction ID of 695.
695?
Yes, ma'am.
695,
963-75-6161. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
And then the third one?
The refund for March 8th. Process the same day there, March 14th. And let's see. Now, the agent you spoke with processed that one. That was the first one. Full amount of $59.89. That transaction ID is 704.
704-213-6603. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, I'll call the bank and tell them that if they have a problem, they can call you.
Yes, ma'am, if they're
should
stating
they
that.
Should they ask for you, Rachel?
No, ma'am. We're a call center. We're here around the clock.
Okay.
But those are the confirmations for the system that they were processed successfully. It takes 3 to 5 business days for them to show reflected back. So if they can confirm or if they're stating that one of them was not received, then they can reach us here.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You are welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Have a good day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye.